You might have heard recently that record labels and some rock and pop acts are trying to extend the term of copyright in sound recordings in Europe. If you want to understand what's happening, you can now watch
The Open Rights Group, how copyright extension in sound recordings actually works. The background. Copyright is a monopoly granted for a limited time to encourage artists to create works. Creators gain protection from those who would otherwise copy their work, and society benefits because we are guaranteed access to our cultural heritage after copyright expires. Shakespeare, Goethe, Mozart, Proust, Beethoven, Galileo, Newton, Da Vinci, Blake, Johnson, Darwin, Tolstoy, Keats, Wordsworth all reside in the public domain. The public domain generates enormous cultural and economic wealth. Both the UK government's Gowers Review in 2006 and the University of Amsterdam Information Law Centre, at the behest of the European Commission, looked at the implications of extending term of copyright in sound recordings. They found that term extension meant consumers would pay higher prices, that competition would be impeded, and that the prime beneficiaries of extended terms would be the owners of large back catalogues. They both concluded against extending term. But the European Commission ignored these studies, claiming instead that a term extension would benefit performers. That claim relied on the results of a single music industry study commissioned from PricewaterhouseCoopers for the British phonographic industry, a study that has been criticised by the independent Gowers Review. So, who really benefits? Performers? Record companies? Consumers? The European Commission estimates that 90% of all sales revenues associated with term extension will go to record labels. Of the remaining revenues, almost all will go to Europe's top-earning performers. Very little, 1%, will go to the average European performer. For the vast majority of performers, the projected extra sales income is meagre, from as little as 50 cents per year in the first decade to as much as €26.79 each year. Assuming license fees remain constant, performers' remuneration from broadcast, public performance or private copying of their work will be sliced more thinly in order to give more to the estates of deceased artists. Artists alive now will earn less overall. To get around this problem, the Commission have proposed a session musician fund, but it comes at a tax of 400%. For every €1 a performer makes, the record labels get four times that. But each major label would benefit by up to €163 million over the first 10 years of copyright extension, and by up to €758 million over the 45-year extended term. A massive windfall for record labels. Benefits for producers or performers come at a cost to consumers. The reality, according to independent academics, is likely to be costs of between £240 and £480 million in the UK alone. If the Commission really wanted to help performers, it could do so by regulating copyright contracts and set up social security and insurance schemes for artists. Remuneration rights only available to living performers could be examined, and collecting societies and license tariffs could be regulated, particularly from any copyright levy scheme. These aren't the only problems with the proposal. Sometimes when people want to reuse copyright or potentially out of copyright works, they can't find the original author to ask permission. This is called the orphan works problem. Doubling the term of copyright will create many more orphan works. The Commission has put forward a solution, but it was flawed from the start and has been watered down further. Amendments to include audiovisual works are the policy equivalent of a plunge into the unknown, as no evidence, not even industry commission studies, have investigated them. The leading European intellectual property research centres, including the Max Planck Institute in Munich, the University for Information Law in Amsterdam, the Centre for Intellectual Property and Information Law in Cambridge, and the Centre for Intellectual Property Policy Management, Bournemouth, have unanimously condemned the proposal, going so far as to state that it was a deliberate attempt to mislead the European Parliament. If MEPs pass this directive, ordinary citizens across Europe will be wondering in whose interest IP law is formed. Support the Open Rights Group and EFF's Sound Copyright Campaign. Oppose term extension and contact your MEPs now.